The 365-day intimacy challenge. Are you ready? Hey, David Essel here for 45 years working in this world of personal growth, which I still love so much. Relationships, addiction recovery, finances, attitude, you mention it, you name it, mental health, we do it all. I want to talk today about something outrageously powerful, and it's a 365-day intimacy challenge. And you can pretty much imagine what that means, right? It's like, how do we deepen our relationship with our loved one other than doing something on a daily basis? I mean, you can do something once a week. You can do something once a month nice for them. You can do once a year a trip for a month to Paris. You can do all these other kind of things. But what I'm going to tell you today, to me, is the most crucial part of a relationship. Once you get past the fact that we trust each other, once we get past the fact that we do love each other, once we get past the fact that we respect each other, all of those things need to be first, and then we get into the act of intimacy. Now, for people who think that I'm going to talk about making love 365 days in a row, well, if you wanted to use that as the intimacy exercise, you can, but that's not really what this is about. I want you to think of something that you would do with your partner every day that would show them how much you love them, that you're not currently doing. So when you go together someplace, do you always hold hands? And if you don't, always hold hands. That would be an easy way to start to integrate 365 days of intimacy. Holding hands is an extremely intimate exercise, an exercise that says I care about you, an exercise that says I love you, an exercise that says I want to protect you, however you want to look at it, right? So one would be holding hands. Obviously, the other is kissing. You can kiss every day, and that's an act of intimacy, right? Making love, I mentioned earlier, that would be another act of intimacy. If you wanted to do that 3 days a week or 7 days a week, of course, that's up to you. There's so many different ways, and I want to tell you a story. A number of years ago, a young woman came to me in her 30s, and she had never really had a long-term relationship. She really wanted to fall in love. She wanted to be in love so badly. She wanted to have a family. She wanted to do all the things that so many people want to do. So she came to me and she said, David, I'm really lost. I don't even know what I should be doing because I don't even know what real love looks like. I don't know examples of real love. I've never experienced them myself. And I said, do you have, you know, family members, aunts, uncle, mother, father? Can you think of anyone that has a great relationship that you can think about what they do differently? And she said, no, I can't think of anyone. I said, take this week. Come in next week. Think all week long and see if you can come up with one couple. So she comes in the next week. She goes, oh my God, I never thought about this. My grandma and grandpa, like, they are so in love. They've been married 60 years. They're more in love now than ever. It's incredible. So I said, oh, here we go. Go ask your grandmother and then ask your grandfather, what is the secret to their intimacy? Now, this young lady, my client, had told me that one of the things she loved was that everywhere they went, they held hands. And I said, see, that's one of the great signs of beautiful intimacy. So she goes to her grandmother and says, hey, grandma, you and grandpa have been married 60 years. You always are holding hands. You're the greatest example of love I've seen. Can you tell me your secrets? Grandma took a big breath. It's all your grandfather. Go ask him. I don't have anything to do with this, which I thought was an adorable response, right? She goes to her grandfather. Her grandfather says, oh, honey, sit down. Let me tell you a story. The night we got married was one of the happiest nights of my life, but it was not anything near to what happened the next day. The next day, I get out of bed before your grandma was up. I put my feet on the floor, and I put my hands together in a prayer position, and I said this, dear God, please allow me to do one thing every day unique and special to surprise my wife and let her know how much I love her. Amen. Then he went to the coffee, got coffee for him, for her, and everything else. And then this little girl's looking, the 35-year-old's looking, Grandpa, and what else? And he said, well, every day I would come home, and I would either come home with a handwritten note that I would put on her pillow for her to read before bed, telling her how much I loved her. Sometimes I'd stop along the side of the road and pick some wildflowers and give her wildflowers. Every once in a while, I'd stop and get her favorite donut, just bring one donut home, but her favorite. He said, every day of the year for 60 years, I've done some little thing, leaving a note in the morning or the evening, taking her to her favorite movie, even if I didn't want to see it. He said, honey, love is an action word. You have to act. You can't just tell someone you love them. You have to act that way. So this is what I want to integrate in our world today. couples getting together and thinking, sitting down, thinking, maybe asking each other to write, what would be a nice way that we would be intimate every day? How is it that we could increase our intimacy? Not just sex, but intimacy. How can we care for each other more? You know, it might even be that during the day you send a text just saying, out of the blue, I love you very much. That's an act of intimacy. Maybe during the day you find a little emoji, you know, that has like a Snoopy dog with a big heart saying, I miss you today, or something like that, right? That's intimacy. Sending an email, telling her or him what they really mean to you, that's an act of intimacy. So, you know, I don't want to confuse people, intimacy being only about sexuality. And I'm going to tell you the last exercise I'm going to give you for intimacy. And I really want you to take this seriously. I hope people will take this challenge on, you know, because when we become more intimate with our partner, we become more loving, more patient, more compassionate. It's an incredible combination, right? So I'll tell you the final story. Number of years ago, I was working with a couple and they were struggling a little bit and they hadn't made love in a long time. And so I asked the gentleman what his level of intimacy with his wife was, and he said probably about a 3. And she said probably about a 2. So I work with them separately. And one day I said to the gentleman, I have an eye intimacy exercise that we've been using for years for couples and it works out powerfully well. And he said, well, what is it? I'll try anything. And so I explained it to him. I'm going to tell you it really quickly. You lie down on your side facing your partner, fully clothed, and you hold their hand, and you simply stare into their eyes, maybe for 30 seconds. Now, a lot of people will start giggling and laughing. We had one woman that the husband said she got up and was so uncomfortable being that intimate, she ran out of the room and then came back like 10 minutes later, apologizing, laughing, giggling. That's all natural because we don't normally do this. Eyes are the connection to the soul. When you can hold eye contact with your partner for 30 seconds, it's a beautiful, beautiful connection. When you're making love, most people don't look into their partner's eyes. Try it. Even just for a small period of time, 10 seconds of the act of making love, ask your partner to connect with your eyes. It's outrageously intimate. In this eye intimacy exercise, we ask people to do it for 3 to 4 minutes, not overkill by any means. But after they hold each other's hands and they look into their eyes and they get past the giggling or the embarrassment or the what are we going to do now, I ask them each to take turns telling each other one thing that they really appreciate. It might be, you know, that you make my breakfast every morning, or maybe you make my lunch, or maybe you make us dinner every night. And I'm not talking sexist here. You know, a lot of men love to make dinner. But these are the ways that we start to increase intimacy 365 days a year. And why is this so important? The American Psychological Association last year came out with a study and survey saying that about 79% of couples in the United States say they're in their worst place ever in their relationship. We have been doing everything possible. I wrote a book, Love and Relationship Secrets. We've done podcasts. We've done articles on to combat this decrease in love in relationships. 79% of Americans saying their relationship is worse than ever is a sign that we need to change. This video, this podcast is all about you. Write it down, listen to it again, talk to your partner, get them to write down things that they would love, they would consider intimate. You do the same thing, compare the lists, and then start the action. Listen, if you need help, we have 5 free books at my website, talkdavid.com, 45 years as a counselor. Let's work together from anywhere in the world. No matter how difficult your relationship is, we can lift it or we can decide it's time to leave. But first, let's try to lift it. Work with me one-on-one. Talkdavid.com. We'll rock. Have a beautiful day.